AM 960, KCTK, Phoenix, USA.
We're on the air, 3 minutes.
Check for live. Stand by, 4, 5, and 6. Don't forget to put your earphones on.
Here's the mic.
30 seconds. Can somebody hear me? Hello? That sounds... honestly, that literally sounds like my entire career, my life, just flashed in front of my eyes. All those goofy things. I was actually going to start this program at AM 960 KCTK. I'm Lee Kent. Hi. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. I was going to start this program with some directly into the topics it was going to do before. But there's some really oblivious news that's out. Well, hot off the wires, really oblivious news. The official recession, it could be announced to be over on Monday. No, I'm kidding. The official recession is actually starting officially. I didn't know this, the official recession dating committee. Did you know that? There is an official recession dating committee, whatever that is. But they have ruled, and apparently they will release their news on Monday, and they said they're going to say that the recession started in March. They've been sleeping? What is this? But it's in the New York Times, so apparently somebody talked. They were told not to. This is AM 960 KCTK, the new home of the undefeated Arizona Wildcat basketball team, which I was told to make sure I said. I believe, Kent, thank you for being with me. Some things from the past week that you just, when you hear, you might want to say, about. And remember that your phone calls are always appreciated. The number 602-508-0960. 602-508-0960. All right, our national press has been consumed now over the past week with a question of how did an elderly lady get inhalation anthrax? Anthrax, a hot button these days. I mean, so much more that they report on it, the more ratings they get, the more they report on this. So, of course, they're doing it. And finally, now, as every intelligent American sitting out there is going, but finally somebody has officially put the word out that perhaps the lady got it in the mail and threw the mail out. Like that hasn't been a thought before. But at least they haven't said it directly. 602-508-0960. Something else that makes you want to go, a Maryland county government is allowing, and this is in Maryland now, a county government there, allowing neighbors to have a weapon against their neighbors by saying they can have their neighbor busted if they so much as simply smell cigarette smoke from the next door and it offends them. This is real. This is America, but this is real. If it offends them, of course it's going to offend them if they don't smoke, and that's why they passed the law. But let's see here now. Let's see. Smoke comes from my house, goes out into the world, makes a beeline straight for the neighbor's house, who can smell it. And if that smell offends my neighbor, and they didn't like the way I cut my grass, or where I put the tree, or how I dress my daughter, or what car I drive, they're going to call the cops. And people wonder why citizens of this country are not respecting the law. We try stupid laws are one of the reasons for it. 602-508-0960. Get your opinion in. Last week, now right here in the valley, this is true. This is absolutely true. It's a wonderful story, but it's true. Right here in the valley, a rather funny, I guess, but at the same time sad story about the condition of our country's people. Fear. You know, you do know that fear is all about not knowing what something is, and you're afraid of what you don't know. So, therefore, it's called fear. It is the result of the importance of the lack of knowledge. But anyway, this past week, my son-in-law, and this is a true story, my son-in-law is an expert carpet cleaner. I mean, expert carpet cleaner. Was in the valley, sitting in his truck, waiting for the next appointment. He was early. Go figure. You know, like that's normal. He's never early coming home. Across the street, an elderly gentleman was staring at him. The old man, I guess 80, 85 years old, was looking very closely and watching my son-in-law's every head twitch. I mean, if just every single thing he did, this man was watching. Now picture this now. A carpet cleaning truck sitting by the side of the road with an expert carpet cleaner person sitting inside, and he's the target of concern. This 80, 85-year-old man's going, He starts to walk around the truck. He starts trying to find out what is in, whatever he was worried about. But my son-in-law rolled the window down, asked the man what was wrong. Well, of course, the man freaked. He just freaked. He ran and hid behind a tree. And he watched this expert carpet cleaner in the carpet cleaning truck from behind the tree with one eyeball looking at the truck. The other one, I guess, protected from the carpet cleaning machine or something. Well, apparently the man had enough. So he ran inside his house and he came out with an American flag. Starting to make sense. One reason or another. He came out with an American flag and he started waving it proudly. Stuck it in his yard. We're getting a little bit concerned here. Anyway, all that was all about, we have no idea. But it might have something to do with the way he looks. Maybe it's employment profiling, perhaps? Could it be racial profiling? In Phoenix? Well, maybe I need to explain this. My son-in-law looks like a young Eric Estrada. Now, granted, he's got a little tiny itsy-bitsy beard. I mean, it's all he can grow, for heaven's sake. Sorry. But he's the man in the cleaning truck is not a terrorist. He's not a terrorist. He's one of the beautiful people. He's a Mexican. He's not a terrorist. Yet this man was concerned about it. And what happens? He ran back in his house, got his wife. His wife came outside, got in the car, and drove in circles, staring at the truck and the carpet-cleaning terrorists from Mexico. That's absurd. Get a grip, for goodness sakes. Fear is the only thing you have to be afraid of. 602-508-0960. Also around the Valley this week, holiday shopping was kicked off with a, what would you say? It was a poof, I guess. It was, there it is. A lot of stores were watching empty parking spaces. But I want you to pay careful attention this coming week to the news about shopping, about the economy, and watch for one very important thing. Watch very closely now. The media will start reporting on the sales of the major national retailers, Walmart, Kmart, the others, you know, the real big box stores. And their sales are not going to be bad. Their sales are going to be relatively good. After all, when the economy goes in the dumper, the big stores get the business because they're known for discounting. The small stores, which are actually the backbone of this country, the mom-and-pop shops, the small stores, are left holding the bag. But will they report on the mom-and-pop shops? That will be interesting. Do you own a store? Are you competing with the big box retailers? 602-508-0960. And there is staggering and breaking science news from this past week. Staggering. I hope you're sitting down. Staggering science news. Two researchers, I presume they're being paid for this. Somebody funded this research. Two researchers have published a paper in the journal Weather. And you thought that weather was already known. No. There's a big question in the meteorological puzzle that they had to solve. And they solved it, and they published a paper about it. Now, here's the big puzzle. Do you get more wet when walking in the rain, or do you get more wet when running in the rain? This is a scientific study. And it's true. It is actually a science. They published this in the journal Weather. Now, I do believe the non-scientific among us, you know, the intelligent people, would rather think that being in the rain has nothing to do with whether you're walking or running or skipping or sitting. I think they would probably agree with me. It has a lot to do with how long you're in the rain. It's not what you're doing, but whether you're there at all. But no, science has to do a study, and the results are in. In the controlled experiment, both scientists put on cotton suits and covered the same distance. And it doesn't say whether they were identical cotton suits. So I don't know whether it was really controlled. And I don't know whether or not there was a control group or not, with men running alongside naked. But these two had on cotton suits. After the test, they actually weighed the suits and found, are you ready for this? Are you ready? You get wetter if you walk in the rain. Duh. Their conclusion, although your front gets wetter if you run through the rain, you spend less time in it overall, so you get hit by less water. So now it's official. Everybody with a brain already knew it, and the scientists are starting to come around. But the average person already knew. Science is now determined to be true. I can sleep better tonight. Yes, I can. 602-508-0960 to get in, give your opinion. Harry Potter, the Sorcerer's Stone, debuted this past week. A storm of complaints hit the airwaves all across the country. So where were these complaints when the book started selling so well? I don't remember any complaints when that happens. Why does a movie that is plainly fictional get so much complaint when a movie like, let's pick one, The Mummy Returns? You've seen that one? Have you complained about that one? The whole storyline is based on reincarnation. I don't remember any complaints about The Mummy Returns. People are actually prohibiting their children from seeing the movie for some fear it might corrupt them. 602-508-0960. May I point something out to you, though? A little bit of logic, please. If you really think that movie is bad, you should be teaching your children what it is so you can convey to them what you think is bad and then give them the reasons why you think it is bad and let them use their brain. Let them use their brain. 602-508-0960, AM 960, KCTK. Don't forget the early morning show with Tom Brown. And the number 602-508-0960. After we come back, your calls at 602-508-0960. I'm Lee Kent, AM 960, KCTK.
Would you like to polish off the